Hello there. Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. Today our reading is from Hebrews chapter 10. And we think about some of the glories and the privileges of discipleship, and how God invites us to go deeper into Him and wider in mission and ministry. Today we're going to begin with a prayer that was regularly prayed by the great Anglican preacher John Stott. He would often say this before preaching. May we pray this as we come to His word today. Lord Jesus, we bow before You. May Your word be our rule. May Your spirit be our teacher. And may Your greater glory be our supreme concern. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour and our Lord. Amen. So, we're reading today from Hebrews chapter 10, and I'm going to read just a small number of verses, but verses that are so deep and so powerful, verses that are pregnant with meaning. Hebrews chapter 10, and verse 19 through to verse 25. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is His body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Glorious words. I must confess that Hebrews is one of my favourite books of Scripture. And this is one of my favourite passages, one that I have engaged with on and off down the years on my own journey of discipleship. There are two things that I'd like us to reflect on today from these verses. First of all, about connecting with God, and then secondly, about connecting with others. As far as connecting with God is concerned, it's just so glorious. We think of the priests in the Old Testament times, those who would have gone into the most holy place in the temple or the tabernacle only once a year. But now anyone can come. The curtain that separates the most holy place from the rest of the temple has been torn in two from top to bottom. There is a new and living way. And this is all because of Jesus. We don't need special words and phrases. We just need to come, knowing that Jesus is our Saviour and Lord, knowing that He has made us clean. And we can come right into the presence of God in prayer. It's such a glorious thing. For some of us, these are familiar truths, but really it should take our breath away that we, even us, can come right into the presence of God. I remember being in the car and listening to the old great Welsh preacher Martin Lloyd-Jones and listening to a file of him preaching, and he was preaching on this passage, and I'm guessing that he was probably speaking in about 1960, maybe early 1960s, so an old message, but very dynamic and very powerful and very relevant today. But there was a surreal moment when he sought to illustrate this passage by talking about the new motorways that in his day were just at that moment springing up around the country. And he said, these are new and living ways, effectively. Who would go on the old country roads where they get blocked and it's slow and it's meandering, when you can go on one of these motorways and you can just speed right through? It's like that with the new and living way. At the very moment that he made this point, I was sitting on the M25 and the traffic was stationary. It was absolute gridlock. It meant that I could focus very well on the preaching, but it was ironic that the new and living way in his illustration seemed to have got rather blocked up. The reality is, though, that the new and living way into the presence of God by Jesus will never be clogged up. There will never be a traffic jam. There will never be gridlock. Doesn't matter how many times we may travel on that way. It doesn't matter how many people are traveling with us. The way is wide open into the presence of God. I encourage you, as I encourage myself, in these days where perhaps some of us have a little bit more time, if that's you, use that time to go right into the presence of God. And if you're working, if you're engaging with family, with friends, with workplace issues, if you are around people seeking to minister, then you can still say arrow prayers. You can still say, Lord, help me. You can still just pause perhaps at midday and say the Lord's Prayer or part of the Lord's Prayer. Travel this new and living way often. And know the strength and power of God in your life in difficult times. If we are to be faithful disciples, the very least that we should be is people of prayer. And then there is the verse about fellowship. Don't give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but do it all the more. And especially as you see the day, that is the day of Christ's return, approaching. It seems so ironic, doesn't it? It seems like a slap in the face. I'm imagining some of you listening to this and being sad or cross. If only we could meet together. If only I could go to my small group. If only I could be in that prayer triplet. If only I could worship with God's people in a celebration. I can't. I'm isolated. The church services are not happening physically any longer. My hope and prayer is that when this crisis is over and we emerge from it, we will actually have a greater passion for connecting, a greater passion for physical meeting. Touch is so important. A handshake, an embrace. We need to be with one another physically. And at the moment, to greater or lesser degrees, we can't do that. But I think this is still God's word to us right here, right now, to meet, to connect. We can do this in various ways. We can still have our prayer triplets, but perhaps do it by Skype or Zoom or some other tool. We can still connect with different people in prayer. We can still phone one another up. I suspect that one of the things that God is calling us to do is reconnect with an old-fashioned telephone, perhaps reconnect with our landlines and get on the phone to people who are not internet savvy, who struggle to listen to a podcast. Let's make connections with people who need it most. And maybe God is calling us to discover the old-fashioned art of letter writing, the old-fashioned art of writing a card and popping it in the post. Don't give up the habit of meeting together, but let's do that all the more as the day of Christ approaches, as we seek to be faithful in these difficult times. The call is to connect with God, absolutely, but the call also is to find creative and faithful ways of connecting with one another and sharing the love of God. As we pause and reflect in the quietness, it may be that God is bringing to your mind some specific things that you can do, connecting with God and connecting with others. Pray those into your lives right now. Lord, we thank you for the amazing privilege of being able to travel this new and living way as often as we would like. Thank you that access into your presence that Old Testament people could only dream of, Lord, it's ours every day, every moment. Thank you that we don't need to use any special words or phrases. Thank you that we don't need to be particularly practiced in prayer. Help us to connect with you. And if our words are stammering, if our words are confused and mixed up, Lord, we know that you hear us because of Jesus. And Lord, thank you that in these days we can still connect with others. As we reflect in the midst of this crisis, may we resolve in the future to prioritize relationships more, to connect physically with one another. And in the meantime, help us to connect in other ways. Help us to show your love, particularly to the lonely and the vulnerable, particularly to the shut-in, particularly to those who are unwell. Show us the way, O Lord, show us how, and strengthen us to do your work. In Jesus' name, amen.